Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to yet another bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My co-host is Greg Kot. And if you want to be the first to hear these bonus podcasts, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon, like Barry Miller of Evanston. Thank you, Barry, so much for your support. As you know, we have so much music to talk about. We never have enough time on the weekly podcast and broadcast proper. So we have these bonus podcasts, which, you know, are available to be sponsored by an underwriter. And we would welcome one. We get to have more fun. We get to stretch out. We get to dive deep into our catalogs, play a song that we'd add to the Desert Island Jukebox. If you want to give us a little hint, Greg, of what we're about to hear, I'd appreciate it.
Well, Jim, it's going to be a throwback to that era. I don't know if you remember this distinctly, but it's a weird little pocket of music history in rock where bands had lyricists, exclusive lyricists.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you know where I'm going?
Hawkwind had Robert Calvert,
well,
the
go.
Science fiction writer, and the Grateful Dead, whose name I hate to even mention, had, what was it, Robert Hunter
yeah. And John Barlow. But there are other examples. I'm going to talk about that era a little bit.
All right. I'm curious to hear who you come up with. We'll hear more about that in a minute on Sound Opinion.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. Every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
All good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island. So we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. We are back, Greg, and you were going to add a song to the Desert Island Jukebox with a lyricist.
Yes, the lyricists that used to be attached to bands. That's all they did. They didn't play an instrument.
Peter Sinfield of King Crimson. This is, hey, Alex, write this down. This could be a list show.
You can talk about Pete Sinfield with King Crimson, Pete Brown with Cream. Mm. You mentioned Robert Hunter and John Barlow with the Grateful Dead. Bernie Taupin with Elton John.
Yeah. Robert Calvert.
Now,
would we count Jim Steinman with Meatloaf?
Probably.
Yeah, the top of the list.
You know, probably. Producer and lyricist. Interesting combination there, yeah. Right? I can only think of one prominent one of recent vintage. I'm talking about the last two or three decades. That Tom Marshall with Phish. Whatever you think of Phish's music,
you're going to play a Phish song?
No.
Oh, good. Thank God.
But Trey Anastasio used to work quite a bit with Tom Marshall, who wrote exclusively lyric.
Yeah.
I'm talking about lyricists who, that's all they did. They didn't play in the band. They were strictly providing lyrics. The reason I thought of this was the death of Keith Reed of Procol Harum. Died at the age of 76 in late March. And I love Procol Harum, as
I know
probably
you do.
Know. Gary Brooker died last year, their singer, a primary musician in the band, wrote a lot of their songs. But almost all of Brooker's lyrics were written by Keith Reed. Keith Reed was so dedicated to the band that he used to go on tour with them, even though he never went on stage. he was just there watching all their shows.
Did he help carry the organ?
He probably did. I mean, he was just so into the band, but at the same time, he did not play in the band. I just think this is a fascinating era of music for that reason. And I think about it, too, because current bands, you and I have both interviewed billions of bands, and they always come up with the whole thing like, man, the lyrics are the hardest part. You know, I can write the music in 20 minutes, and then it takes me 3 weeks, 3 months to come up with lyrics to fit. Or sometimes it doesn't take me that long at all, and it shows.
Yeah.
but here, with Procol Harum, Keith Reed, much like Bernie Taupin with Elton John, the lyrics formed the basis for the song, for the music. So Brooker hadn't written any music until he saw Keith Reed's lyrics. And in that respect, Keith Reed helped really set the tone of the band. A lot of those lyrics are very melancholy, surreal, and the music sort of fit around it. You know, you talk about the progressive rock era. This is among my favorite, if not my favorite, band of that era. They were not as flamboyant as a lot of those prog rock bands. ELP, Jethro Tull, Genesis, they were way more flamboyant. Procol Harum just got up on stage and played their music, but it was magnificent, I thought. The music really holds up over time. Keith Reed played a big role in that. They had a very distinctive sound, that organ-piano interplay, modeled after the format of the gospel groups, really, coming from that background. Robin Trower, guitar player in that band. The drumming of B.J. Wilson, I'm sure you appreciate
very
that.
Very sensitive drummer.
Great drummer. Gary Brooker's vocals had a lot of soul elements. He was in an R&B band prior to Procol Harum's forming. But Keith Reed's, again, those haunting, surrealistic lyrics. You know, Exhibit A, of course, is Whiter Shade of Pale. People are still trying to figure out what that song is all about. But at the same time, there's something haunting about it. There's something that just sticks with you. You can't get it out of your head. And many of Procol Harum's songs had that quality. You couldn't figure out exactly what it was about, but it was creating a mood and imagery that was inescapable. One of the songs that I love the most from this band was the single they released in 1967, right around the time of Whiter Shade of Pale, was Homburg. In fact, John Langford of the Mekons is a huge fan of this song. I've seen him cover it. World-weary sense of disconnection in that song. You know, it reminds me a lot of Dylan's Ballad of a Thin Man. You're in the wrong place at the wrong time. You can't figure it out. Your trouser cuffs are dirty, and your shoes are laced up wrong. You'd better take off your Homburg, because your overcoat is too long. Okay, that's deep and somehow mystical and mysterious. And, you know, it just creates this mood of disconnection.
For the kids who don't know, a Homburg was a particular kind of rounded hat.
Exactly. You know. Winston Churchill used to be pictured with a Homburg many times. Anyway, in tribute to Keith Reed, dead at the age of 76, here's Homburg from Procol Harum, 1967, on Sound Opinions.
For the floor she found descended, and the ceiling was too tall.
Greg, with a shout out to the lyricist, Homburg by Procol Harum.
Let's hear it for the lyrics.
Wow. Maybe we missed our calling. I mean, we've been spending our whole lives writing.
Yeah.
We could have written some lyrics.
Well, you know, as we've discussed, I think, in the past about lyrics, how important are they? They're not poetry, but they can be poetic. And I think, that, you know, Keith Reed was an example of that kind of a writer.
That's a good line. As always, Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, and our intern, Lauren Holt. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott. And as Lydia says on her cooking show, we love to hear from you on the social medias. So go to Patreon or our Facebook group or leave us a voice message on our website, soundopinions.org. Thanks for listening.